This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I am Vince Quinn here with you, and there's a lot going on in the NBA. I mean, you have trades, free agency, the draft. It's all happening in just a short couple of days. So to help us sort through all of this, Matt Moore, NBA writer for the Action Network. Matt, thanks for hopping on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so first off, I mean, obviously, there's a billion things going on right now. There's just so much stuff to keep track of with the NBA. Out of all of the moves and rumors and drafting and all the things that have gone, like, what's something that's really, or if it's a couple of things, what's really stood out to you over the past couple of days here in the league?
To me, I think the thing that kind of shapes the league most is probably Denver losing Jeremy Grant. He was a crucial defender for them in their run to the Western Conference Finals. Guarded Kawhi Leonard, guarded Paul George, guarded Anthony Davis, guarded LeBron James. And with him gone, they lose a major piece on both offense and defense. Jamichael Green is a good power forward, stretch four. He'll provide some good things. But Jeremy Grant's at another level. And for him to have left, despite having been given the same money from Denver and choosing to go to a bigger role in Detroit, quite shocking. I think you also look at Boston, and obviously losing Gordon Hayward is tough. But they had so many wings last year, and to pick up Tristan Thompson, that's a big win for them because that was their major deficit last year was in the front court. They got a lot better, honestly, even by losing Hayward. I think that was a big deal. And beyond that, you've seen some small market teams just do baffling things. For Detroit to hand out $85 million to, after drafting all those centers and adding all those centers, for Jeremy Grant and Mason Plumlee, really shocking. Charlotte, with where they're at in their rebuild, going for Gordon Hayward on what's going to wind up costing them so much money is really quite shocking, and you have to wonder if those moves are going to pay off for markets that really have to be a little bit more discerning in the decision-making process. Some real leaps made by a few smaller market teams here in the first few days of free agency.
Yeah, very confusing stuff for sure. That Detroit thing especially, because like, for a little background on me, I'm a Philly guy, so to see like Jahlil Okafor and all get a two-year deal, it's like, okay, something is really strange in Detroit. So I'm totally with you there. Now, here's one of the weird things, right? Montrezl Harrell goes over from the Clippers to the Lakers, and for the Lakers, they've had a lot of movement. Like, how does that change things in the West?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Lakers definitely upgraded, right? So they were using veterans that were kind of at the end of their careers, Rondo and Dwight Howard, and Dwight was, you know, pivotal versus the Nuggets, but ultimately they didn't need him for a large stretch of it. And to get Harrell, the big problem with Harrell was that he was unplayable because the Clippers played small ball and they had no rim protection around him. Well, the Lakers will have Anthony Davis, and that's pretty much all the rim protection that you need. Like, that combination works a lot better, and they can always go to small ball five with Anthony Davis at center if they need to. So Harrell will give them, you know, bench production, raw points, versatility offensively, which they needed. That's good. I think the moves they ultimately made, Schroeder brings a lot to the table. I think the Lakers got considerably better. It's interesting because I think the Lakers got better by getting Montrezl Harrell. I think the Clippers got better by not only losing Montrezl Harrell because he was such a problem versus the Nuggets, but they just got Serge Ibaka as well, and that's a big, I think, upgrade for them at that spot and gives them more versatility. So in the Western Conference, you still have to think that the Lakers and Clippers, just like they were last year when the Nuggets shocked everybody, but for the most part, it's going to return to, I think, Lakers 1 and Clippers 2.
So we're talking with Matt Moores, an NBA writer for the Action Network. And Matt, let's go to, because looking at this season, it was like, it just felt like the Warriors were going to pop back on the scene, right? And for them to have all that time out of the bubble, well-rested, recovered, all that stuff, and then Klay Thompson gets injured, and obviously that changes things dramatically. So where do you think the Warriors are now? How do you feel about their window?
I mean, they made some good moves. Kelly Oubre, getting him from OKC, that's a really good upgrade. But that's a really good addition to what they have. It's just, you lost Klay Thompson. Like, there's just really no coming back from that. They picked up Brad Wanamaker today, a bench player off of the Celtics. He was actually really good in the playoffs. I think that helps. But the Warriors are still now really thin at depth. Oubre doesn't replace, you know, Klay's shooting, his defense. Oubre's a good defender. He's not a great defender like Klay. Oubre's a good shooter. He's not a great shooter like Klay. So ultimately, because they don't have that kind of ability to space the floor, the Warriors are still going to be dangerous, especially with the addition of Wiseman out of the draft. But you can't consider them a serious title contender without Klay Thompson.
And how do you think that plays out long term? Like, for Klay to have this injury again, these guys are in their 30s. Is the window closed for them? Do they still have another year or two? How do you think it looks for them long term?
I mean, I could see them having one more run, depending on when he gets back and what he looks like. Like, nobody's the same after an Achilles tear. Just nobody is the same after that injury. Kevin Durant's going to try and be maybe the first to be an all-NBA level player after it. But nobody's really the same. And so it's easy to say their window's closed. I will say this. I tend to be hesitant just because of how aggressive their front office is and how much their ownership is willing to pay. And they operate in a market that's very attractive to players. So with Draymond Green as a possible trade option, when they have Andrew Wiggins, when they can include Wiseman if they have to, they have a Minnesota pick, they have a lot of options. And most notably, if you want the biggest news out of free agency, Giannis Antetokounmpo hasn't signed his max extension yet. And that has everybody in the league keeping a side eye on Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, and can we talk about Milwaukee for a second? Because what a weird week and crazy week it's been for Milwaukee, right? Like, what do you make of everything that went down with them?
So the Jrue Holiday trade was a win, right? Like, they gave a bunch of picks, but, you know, those picks are never going to be as good as Giannis Antetokounmpo is, and you're hoping that getting Jrue Holiday keeps Giannis Antetokounmpo. They have what they think in his agreement for Bogdan Bogdanovic out of the Kings. The interesting thing here is that it's easy to be like, ha, the Bucks screwed up. But really, really what happened here is that Bogdanovich's agent has done this before twice, where they've agreed to deals and then reneged on them to take bigger offers after they'd already generated an offer. Like, it's really shady agent work.
Wow.
from his agent. And so the Bucks really, I think, were damaged by that. The tampering stuff is ridiculous. Like, we just watched the 80 to the Lakers thing play out. Let's be adults about this, guys. So it's a little ridiculous. A couple of tough breaks. I mean, it left them really hamstrung to try and, you know, add various players. They had problems with the Pat Connaughton deal in terms of what they were allowed to do, had to restructure it for longer for more money. They got Jrue Holiday, and yet it feels like the Bucks have lost. They're still going to be a really good team, but until Giannis Antetokounmpo puts his name on the dotted line of a max extension, you can't breathe a sigh of relief if you're a Milwaukee fan.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't. And here's the other thing is, for them, it's like this desperate, tense situation. What do you think about Oklahoma City, who has like 5 billion first-round picks at this point?
This is always the plan. You know, I think last year he knew that the team was going to be good enough to raise Chris Paul's value, and it did. He got a pick out of it after getting a pick to take Chris Paul. It's wild the way it's worked out. Sam Presti, you know, he's dedicated, I think, to what they've decided is the right way to go, which is to tear it all down and take as many shots at getting the same kind of trio of stars that they have with Durant, Westbrook, and Harden. And, you know, that's the long-term plan, is to go that direction and rebuild the organization clean. They've got some good players, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I would say don't completely write off the Thunder, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Al Horford that's a good 1-2 combination. Now, they don't have much around them, but I think it is interesting to look at that team and see what their future looks like. They're going to have the opportunity to take as many shots to build a contender in 5 years as they want.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun, and obviously there's been a lot of things, a lot of fun things in the NBA, so I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. Matt Moore, NBA writer for the Action Network. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.